Millions of years ago, Hawaii endemic plants began their lives. Today, one exploratory botanist is trying to save them. Politics and opinion editor Chad Blair has a reality check. Hey, Chad.
Hello, Beth Ann.
Hey, now these are the plants that we're talking about that came here via the ocean, via wind, maybe by a migratory bird, things that have been here literally for millions of years, and the ones that in many cases have been going away. Who is this botanist, and to what length is he going to save some of these plants?
A fascinating guy. The story, which is by Flux Hawaii, is up on our website today. His name's Steve Perlman. He's an exploratory botanist, and the story opens up. I mean, this guy is 69 years old, and yet here he is hanging on a vertical cliff above Kalalau Valley on Kauai, and it's quite frightening, but the reason he's there is because that's where these wild plants exist, where they're found nowhere else on Earth. But the alarming thing, of course, is that Hawaii is the most endangered species capital of the world. And so out of the 1,300 or so native plants that are on these islands, 130 of them are already extinct. So Steve Perlman's job is to find them, to try and protect them and keep them from the elements so that they continue to thrive.
So, Chad, what does it mean to save them? Are we talking about culling seeds, culling seedlings? What is he doing exactly?
Well, certainly he's trying to protect them from plant disease. You know, there's a lot of invasive species, both plant and animal, that come here. There's extreme weather conditions. That's more difficult. But if you can take a wild plant and somehow help it survive and then maybe replant it, there's also goats that get up there. They're able to climb these mountains. You know, there's things like, as many of us are starting to discover, some of these plants could have medicinal powers. There's possibility of that. And they also really keep our ecosystem intact. They help stabilize the climate and the shelter. So the idea is to protect them and to make sure that they continue to survive. And that does include culling their seeds and planting them and then replanting them.
Has he found any plants that we thought were extinct and then he miraculously found some?
Well, there is one in particular, the Plantago. God, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Plantago or Plantago princeps. It's a little tree. It's one that has been endangered, and now it's doing a little bit better. He says, we don't tend to think of plants quite the same way as other species that are endangered. Think about polar bears and pandas, right? They're cute. They're cuddly. You want to save them. You don't think that way about plants. But Steve Perlman takes it very personal. He did describe finding the very last survivor of another plant. And I can't pronounce the name, sorry. But his reaction was, well, he went into depression and he actually pulled the plant out by its roots and went to a bar and had a drink and toasted the plant right there, called his wife and told him she was going to be home late, because that's how serious they take this mission, how personal it is to them.
Wait. You got to explain that. He pulled it out by its roots. Are you saying to plant it
and keep it
someplace else, or
it was already in bad condition. Mm-hmm. It was not going to make it, and he was mainly mourning the death of this single survivor. And it was he says sometimes folks in his business, they're on Prozac. They're depressed because of their industry. And yet guys like Steve Perlman, still at age 69, climbing vertical cliffs on Kauai to try and protect these plants.
Where is he going to go next?
Oh, he will find other things. But for now, he's working for us. He's working for the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources. And we have employed him here to help protect our flora, our native flora and fauna. And it's a great story up on our website today.
Well, hopefully he won't have to go and have a wake for too many more plants. Thanks, Chad.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Have a happy 4th of July, and we'll talk to you later in the week. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring politics and opinion editor Chad Blair.